From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Significant progress has been made on U.S.-UK trade negotiations, and the U.K. believes it's in a good position to move forward after the U.S. election. That's according to U.K. International Trade Secretary Liz Truss. Truss did not outline a specific timeline, but says the two countries just completed their fifth round of talks aimed at securing a trade deal, with the most intensive round of negotiations held so far. National Pork Producers Council is supportive of the negotiations, provided the agreement eliminates tariff and non-tariff trade barriers on pork. As they approach the halfway point in their harvest, California cotton farmers say the market for the crop may be stabilizing. Farmers had already reduced cotton acreage due to water shortages and trade uncertainties when the pandemic further disrupted markets by reducing demand for cotton products. Farmers say prices have started to rebound a bit and report a good quality California cotton crop with better than average yields. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes Congress should approve a COVID relief package before the end of the year, a shift from previous comments that a measure wasn't likely until early next year. For weeks, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have been negotiating a possible compromise between the White House's $1.9 trillion and the Democrats' $2.2 trillion proposals, but remain at an impasse. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.